This segment is brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments, to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988. A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by Dr. Daniel LaRoche, who is a glaucoma specialist and president of the Advanced Eye Care of New York. And we are going to be discussing right now vaccine confidence in people of color to prevent deaths. Welcome, Dr. LaRoche. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So studies have shown that Black, Hispanic, and Native American people are about four times more likely to be hospitalized and nearly three times more likely to die of COVID-19 than white people. Yet we have the higher percentage of vaccine hesitancy. Let's talk about that.
Yes, unfortunately, right now, as I'm speaking to you, in terms of the vaccination rates, the Asian community has the highest vaccination rate of 99%. The Caucasian community has a vaccination rate of about 64%, and African Americans and Blacks are lagging behind at about 59%. And it's really sad because sometimes, even in my office, we ask everybody if they've gotten vaccinated, if they've gotten their boosters. Most of our elderly patients have been compliant for that, with that, and gotten that, which is great. And I encourage everyone to do so. We do have some patients that have not gotten vaccinated. And when I ask them, well, why have you not gotten vaccinated? Some of them use religious beliefs, saying, oh, well, you know, it goes against my religion and my specific church. Or no, there's a conspiracy theory for depopulation. And or, oh, I just want to do my own research. I want to do more research about it because it's a new vaccine. And it's very disturbing because there's been a tremendous amount of research that's been done that shows the safety and efficacy of the vaccine to help reduce mortality and reduce hospitalization. And unfortunately, some people just are stuck in these particular positions. A part of that is because there's a shortage of Black in the community. Other communities have a larger percentage of physicians and access to healthcare information. So that's one of the things. The shortage of Black doctors in the Black community is contributing to that. That's part of it. Also, there's a lot of bad information going around, specifically from right-wing media, also from certain sites and certain groups online and on Facebook. And so this bad information is having a negative effect in the community because people are not accessing information. So I really want to take this opportunity to let people know getting the vaccine is safe, is efficacious to help reduce the death rate from COVID. In addition to the vaccine, weight loss is very important. Right now, we have an obesity epidemic. 40% of Americans are obese, and it's a higher percentage in the Black community, about 50%. And people that are obese have a higher rate, 50% higher risk of getting COVID, 110% risk of being hospitalized with COVID, 75% risk of being in an intensive care unit with COVID, and a 50% increased risk of death from COVID. Okay? So when you add obesity to it, there's a much higher risk of death and complications from COVID in that respect. So we have to work by trying to lose weight, eating healthy, lots of salads, lots of vegetables, baked chicken, baked fish, exercising, walking 30 to 60 minutes a day, because by losing weight, you strengthen your immune system to be in a better position to fight COVID. So those are the two things that we can do. Get vaccinated, get our booster shots, lose weight, diet and exercise. Those will all be very important to help reduce the death rate from COVID.
Okay, excellent. So it's admirable that you've joined the battle against vaccine hesitancy, given your area of practice. It's not like you're in the emergency room or you're a primary care doctor. What inspired you to take that role on?
Well, once again, my office is in Harlem and Southeast Queens. Okay, these are predominantly African-American, Afro-Caribbean communities. And I see that there's a shortage of doctors in the community. That's one. So people are not getting access from physicians in the community about some of this information. Two, there's a lot of bad information going on out there on the media, social media, and so, and in the community. So I feel like I have an obligation to counter that. And then three, I want to support my colleagues. I have colleagues that are in the hospital. They're exhausted. You know, patients, we're having a spike right now with the Omicron, and they're exhausted. I mean, hospitals are near full capacity. People are being intubated. The majority of the people in the hospital are unvaccinated. Okay? And this could be prevented. This is completely preventable. Okay? And they're, you know, and because of that exhaustion, we're using up resources in the hospital. For all those reasons, I feel the need for everyone to be involved, to educate people about getting the vaccine, protecting themselves, reducing the risk of severe disease, and taking better care of their health to beat this pandemic.
Now, talking about the unvaccinated coming to the hospitals and creating even more complications, what are your views on that?
Well, I mean, I tell you, there are some people who just don't want to get vaccinated. They're like, oh, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated. I can beat this on my own. You know, they don't want to follow the science, have no civic responsibility in that respect. And they want to ride it out without the vaccine. So I'm like, if you feel that strongly about that, then, or they say they don't trust the science, they don't trust the vaccine, they don't trust this. Well, if that's your attitude, when you get sick, why do all of a sudden do you trust whatever medication that we're going to give you?
That's
why
a good point.
Why do you trust, you know, the antibody treatment? Why do you trust the pill that we're going to give you? Because those are even newer than the vaccine, okay, and less tested than the vaccine. Millions and millions and millions of people have been given the vaccine without a problem. So, you know, it's a little bit hypocritical. And then you're going to come to the hospital, utilize resources that could be given to other people that are in need, or have cancer, or have heart disease, or had a heart attack. Because once again, you know, once the hospitals get flooded, everything else gets shut down, and other people are suffering. People can't get elective surgery. People can't get certain emergency surgery because the hospital beds are full, and it's more dangerous for them to come to the hospital. So that's another reason. People don't realize that. And then not only that, but if you do get COVID and you get sick, you're going to be in an isolation ward. No one can come help you. If you're short of breath, you can't breathe, you're on a respirator, you'll have no visitors. Okay, your family will not be able to come see you because you're going to be in a COVID positive area, and you can have no visitors there as well. And people don't see that. Okay, it's not a fun place to be. So if you could avoid getting COVID, avoid getting hospitalized, that's the best thing to do. And right now, the vaccine is the best way to do that.
Okay, and finally, so Pope Francis spoke about taking the vaccine, health being a moral obligation, and taking the vaccine is a responsibility, and not taking it equates to suicide. It's suicidal. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I think what the Pope was trying to say is that it's everyone's civic responsibility to do this. And if you look at Iceland, for example, like everyone in Iceland who's eligible to be vaccinated has been vaccinated, and they haven't had any deaths for several months. And when you ask someone from Iceland, why did you get vaccinated? They'll say it was my civic responsibility. Unfortunately, we don't have that here in America. We're very divided politically. The vaccine has become a political issue. We have a certain part of the population that does not want mandates. And the reason for that, when I was researching in my analysis, is because during the civil rights movements, when blacks asked for freedom, okay, there was a mandate to not discriminate against blacks, okay? There was a mandate, it was a law saying you cannot discriminate, okay? So as a backlash, the right wing, they don't want to have mandates. They want to be able to discriminate. They want to be able to, like, discriminate against people and have their freedom to discriminate. So they are fully against any mandate, no matter how scientifically good it is. And so when you're talking about vaccination and a mandate, that's what's triggering this backlash to not have a mandate. When you talk about a mandate for having wearing masks in school, They don't want a mandate. They don't want any mandate, no matter how scientifically appropriate it is. And so we have to deconstruct and understand this pathology from right-wing media and the right-wing component of our country that's really using this as politics and dividing the country and putting out misinformation.
Right. So thank you so much, Dr. LaRoche, for sharing this information, insightful information with our community. We look forward to having you back with us again.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Our pleasure. This segment was brought to you courtesy of Caribbean American Weekly, a newspaper owned and operated by Caribbean Americans. Read the latest edition at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To like us on Facebook, to advertise or to subscribe, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. To advertise with the Caribbean American Weekly publication, for freelance assignments to distribute at your business place, visit us at www.cawnyc.com. That's www.cawnyc.com. Or to meet a marketing representative at our office, call 718-771-0988. That's 718-771-0988.